Thank you, and thank you. And welcome everyone to the Wheel of Unfortunates, where we uncover the unorthodox strategy of a team killer and which team is his next victim before his retirement. So without further ado, roll that beautiful sick footage.
I can just imagine him in a meeting. You know, yes, this is the contract I've been waiting for. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you very much, Jerry. And he signs his name, and then he stands up and he says, I'm going to go ahead and have the surgery now. You can't turn a football over 17 times and think you're going to win a game. Can't do it. Won't do it.
$230 million. Guaranteed. That's just filthy.
I mess up his name. I can't even get it. That's a kitty. That's a kitty. That's a kitty.
Team killer.
But at the same time, oh, we're going to shackle them in. We're going to take over. You are not Diana Prince. This is not the mascara.
I saw it coming. That's why I went solo.
You'll never see me coming.
Welcome to every living and breathing intelligent biped on the planet Earth. To this sick show. It's your boy, the man, the myth, the hashtag. In my own mind, Big Day, talking not only sports but news of all kinds. Also, welcome to those checking us out on this sick podcast on Anchor.fm, now Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. And if you agree with me or not, you know I don't give a flip. You can hit me up on X at this sick show and at this sick host. And lastly, I must always give a shout out to all my sick listeners over in the land of the lucky charms, Ireland, the home of that yummy dim sum, Hong Kong, Morocco, Sweden, with their Swedish meatballs swimming in a big, big bowl of marinara, Portugal, the home of ports, Canada, the home of maple syrup, Mises, and Yetis. Mexico, the home of avocados from Mexico. Pakistan, no pulling on the turtles, no pulling on the fingers, no pulling on the no-nos, and no pulling on the Punjabi. Thank you, come again. Thailand, home of the Thais. Japan, the home of Godzilla. Germany, Dauka, Peru, home of the Lemurs. India, shining bright like a diamond. The Netherlands, home of Geppetto and that little wooden boy with the elongated nose that went longer and longer every time he told a lie. Philippines, the home of the world's most beautiful beaches and volcanoes. Poland, the home of that delicious pierogi. Great Britain, finally, the doctor is listening. May 10th, Shurikawa, call me. Brazil, home of one of the greatest soccer players to ever grace the soccer field, Pele. Singapore, with your magnificent waterfalls in your airport. Costa Rica, with your incredible national parks. Colombia, hey, I'm swigging some of that dark roast right now, baby. Oh, that's so good. Man, that's good. And yes, these United States of America. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. People can't seem to stop talking about the situation that went down with the Los Angeles Lakers as they were defeated by the Denver Nuggets and Darvin Ham. Is that his name? Is it Darvin or Darvin? Darvin Ham. He was released after two seasons from the Los Angeles Lakers, and everybody was speculating that LeBron James had his fingers in the mix when it came to them getting rid of Darvin Ham. Oh, it was something to behold as the Denver Nuggets took care of LeBron James. the team killer. And the rest of the Lakers. And the Lakers were upset. Oh, they were upset. They were ticked off. They just couldn't believe that they got beat by Denver and they're out of the playoffs. And they took it out on Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham has been a decent coach for the last 2 years. I mean, the Lakers were in the playoffs last year, weren't they? Oh, they had to play the play-in last year. That's right. And then they lost. Okay, well, the Lakers went to the playoffs this year. Oh, they had to play the same team they played last year, which was the Denver Nuggets. And the Denver Nuggets went on to become the world champions. And so now they had to play the Denver Nuggets again and got beat. Maybe it's that Denver's better than the Lakers? Have y'all ever thought about that? Maybe it's not Darvin Ham's fault. Maybe it's LeBron, it's AD, and everybody else. Everybody else got to step up to the plate, and they didn't. And so, you know, hey, Lakers were down. It is what it is, baby. But LeBron James, man, he is notorious. Notorious for killing coaches. He is notorious for killing teams. He did it back in Cleveland. He did it in Miami. And now he's doing it in Los Angeles. There's this... and let me tell you, this is funny. The artificial intelligence is crazy now. Remember they were talking on, I think it was on 60 Minutes, and they were talking about how artificial intelligence was basically now can mimic your voice and your the way that you talk and everything else. There is a video on TikTok, and I recorded the video so that you could hear it. And I had to take out some bad words because there were some bad words in there. But it's a video of Darvin Ham supposedly throwing the Lakers under the bus, LeBron James included, AD, and what's his name, the point guard that never shows up. Anyway, he was talking about them, and it is funny. This is not Darvin Ham saying this, because Darvin Ham, when he did his closing statements, he did it with class. He just said, well, let's see what's up next. You know, it's been a joy to be here with the Lakers. It's been rough. It's been tough. I've learned some things. But, you know, and he left it at that. He wasn't cussing folks out and wasn't talking crazy. But whoever put this on TikTok, I don't know your name, but you deserve an Emmy for this one. I want y'all to listen to this. This is artificial intelligence at its best on TikTok.
I guess it's my fault that this roster sucks. GM LeBron traded all our good role players to get Russell Westbrook, only to use him as a scapegoat. He never takes responsibility. He's a big baby. If he put half the effort he used arguing with the officials into defense, maybe Aaron Gordon wouldn't have looked like prime Shaq. And then there's AD, who's apparently allergic to fourth quarter points. D'Lo, Austin Reeves, and Rui Hachimura are about as consistent as my after Taco Bell. But no, it's all my fault. I swear Laker fans and Bronx Lakers have such low IQ.
He said, oh my gosh, this dude, look, y'all, Darvin Ham did not say that. Let me just say, Coach Darvin Ham did not say what was just said. This is artificial intelligence. Somebody, and here's the thing, this artificial intelligence is breathing in the right places. It's making it seem like that the coach is actually saying this to in the press conference. If you look at the video, you will see that he wasn't saying that because you got to watch his mouth closely. And the artificial intelligence was speaking, and it was saying some curse words, and I cut all that out because, you know, we're the Big Game Crystal Sports Network. We can't have that here. But he was talking about AD and all of a sudden he can't score no points in the fourth quarter. And then he was talking about LeBron and got Russell Westbrook for whatever. And it's just crazy. Listen to this one more time. One more game.
I guess it's my fault that this roster sucks. GM LeBron traded all our good role players to get Russell Westbrook, only to use him as a scapegoat. He never takes responsibility. He's a big baby. If he put half the effort he used arguing with the officials into defense, maybe Aaron Gordon wouldn't have looked like prime Shaq. And then there's AD, who's apparently allergic to fourth quarter points. D'Lo, Austin Reeves, and Rui Hachimura are about as consistent as mice after Taco Bell. But no, it's all my fault. I swear Laker fans and Broncos have such low IQ.
Undefeated. The internet is undefeated for that one. I don't know who you are out there, but you made that out of artificial intelligence. You need an Oscar. That deserves something. I mean, you need to be at the film festival. You need to get an Emmy. You need to get a Tony Award for acting. You need to do something, because that's some funny stuff. That's some funny stuff. And here's the thing. It's not far off from what everybody else is saying. Michael Wilbon at ESPN. You know, Michael Wilbon from Pardon That Interruption. He had a lot to say about it, because he knows Darvin Ham. He said he knew him for a long time. He said Darvin Ham is a great guy, and he's a pretty, you know, darn good coach. I can't say the other word. He took a team that had done nothing the year before and missed the playoffs. And then last year, they got to the conference finals with him. And everybody had praise for him, including LeBron and Anthony Davis. And now, all of a sudden, the two of them are blaming him. He said, quote, "Let me just say this. If you," and he's talking about LeBron, "want to be the GOAT," that means the greatest of all time, "and you want to tell everybody you're the greatest player of all time, then take accountability like one." Woo-wee! He said, "take accountability like a great player." Wow. If you're the GOAT, take accountability. If you're the greatest of all time, take accountability. Don't blame everybody else, and don't blame your coach. Blame yourself. And I don't want to hear me personally. Now, I'm not talking about Michael Wilbon. I'm talking about me personally. I don't want to hear nothing else about LeBron James being the greatest player of all time. Bull. Bull. You never saw Michael Jordan do this. You never saw Michael Jordan do that. Michael Jordan didn't tear up teams. Michael Jordan stayed with the same team until he retired. Then he came back and he played for the Wizards, but that wasn't Michael Jordan as we knew Michael Jordan. I'm talking about Michael Jordan with the Chicago Bulls, who got the 6 championships with the Chicago Bulls, who never got beat in a finals game. Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time, would have never done that. He would have never thrown his coach under the bus like that. And now you got these people still saying LeBron is the greatest. Come on, man. Please. Please stop the foolishness. STOPTHE foolishness. I don't care if he beat Michael Jordan in point scored. I don't care if he beats Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which he did beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't care that he did that. You might be the top scorer, but he ain't the GOAT. Michael Wilbon was getting down the country, but Michael Wilbon was telling him, no. He said, "I don't want to hear from anybody in a Laker uniform that the primary problem was Darvin Ham." This was Michael Wilbon. He said, "Yes, LeBron and Anthony Davis were great in that series, but they weren't good enough against Denver. Greatest of all time carries responsibilities." It don't look good that now Denver then went to the next round and they played against the Timberwolves they're playing against. And Denver lost. I think they lost game 2 in the series, and so that didn't look good. Now, the Lakers might have been able to beat the Timberwolves, maybe, but Oh, I'm sorry. You got Michael Jordan's clone over there wearing number 5. Anthony Edwards ripping up the set. Anthony Edwards doing Jordan-like moves, Jordan-esque. Squash all that, Lakers. The team killer he's killed the team. 6 coaches have been fired under LeBron. Think about it. 6. Like I said in my opening, I use all the time. He's got his own music. Team killer. Team killer. Woo! All right. Let's go to a commercial. When we come back, we got more to talk about. You do not want to miss this show. Right here on this sick. Woo, that's some funny stuff. Show.
Stay tuned for more This Sick Show with Big Day along the BGC Sports Network.